Governor Jim Doyle's plan to get rid of the film tax incentives as part of his budget has generated a fair amount of pushback from members of his own party. One of the Democratic co-chairs of the legislature's budget panel has said that committee has the votes to preserve the credits. But a report by Doyle's Commerce Department says there's, quote, massive confusion about how the credits actually work. Aaron Alver is the department's deputy secretary.
The film program is the least effective weapon in the Department of Commerce's arsenal for economic development.
Alver says if you compare apples to apples, the film credits are nowhere near as effective at creating jobs as another tax credit for manufacturers. He says that credit costs the state a little more than $3 for every hour of labor it creates. Alver says the film credit costs the state 20 times as much for that same hour of labor.
In other words, if we had to choose, we can get one full-time job on a film for 1 year, or we could get 20 factory jobs that, you know, might last for 20 years.
Alver says the film credits are also uncapped, which he says effectively makes them like a blank checkbook. He says the state of Louisiana had similar credits and got hit with a massive bill when a developer claimed $266 million in tax credits to build a studio. Supporters say the Commerce study is too narrow and ignores the potential economic activity the credits could generate over the long haul. They favor a proposal already being circulated that would tweak the plan so that it has a cap and does more to encourage the hiring of Wisconsin workers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.